The next time he opened his eyes, there were two much larger human shapes to his left, Suits and Lundquist's. "Where's Molly?" Jesse asked, his voice not much stronger than it was before.
"She left here hours ago, Jesse. You trying to hurt my feelings?"
Suit laughed as he said it.
"A guy could get a complex."
"Sorry, Suit. It's good to see you."
"You look like crap."
Lundquist leaned over Suit's shoulder.
"But you did good work, Jesse."
Jesse was confused all over again. Both Lundquist and Suit could see the confusion on his face.
"Drake Daniels won't shut up. He's scared out of his wits. He's corroborated a lot of what's on the voice recorder," Suit said. "That was smart to record James Earl like that."
Lundquist was smiling.
"Yeah, we recovered it and listened to it. James Earl really gave up the whole bunch of them, including his father and brother. My people and Wells' people are executing warrants as we speak."
"James Earl," Jesse said to himself, but loud enough for the others to hear.
Lundquist shook his head. "Dead when they got to you guys. Too bad about him. There might have been hope for him as a person. Not like the rest of those crazy bastards." Jesse didn't speak because he was letting the puzzle put itself together in his head. First he remembered the sound, and then came the image of James Earl's head snapping sideways when the truck plowed into the passenger side of the Explorer. He still couldn't remember the rest of it. He was sure there was something else, but it stayed just beyond his reach.
"Jesse, you okay?"
Suit asked.
"James Earl died before we went over," Jesse said. "His neck broke when the truck hit us."
"Yeah," Suit said. "We found the truck at the bottom of the bluffs next to your Explorer. Stolen from a yard on Trench Alley. You were lucky there, too. Truck could have landed on top of you."
Jesse felt that missing piece getting a little bit closer to his grasp.
"Do you have the soldier? Lee Harvey Vanderkamp in custody?"
By the looks on Suit's and Lundquist's face, he had his answer.
"He's the dangerous one," Jesse said. "You've got to get him."
Lundquist put his hand on Jesse's shoulder.
"We'll get him. In any case, we've ruined their party. Looks like Officer Davis is in the clear, at least as far as the shooting goes. You had it exactly right, Jesse."
That's when the last piece came within his reach, and Jesse grabbed it. Weld's words about a race war and revolution rang in his head.
"What time is it?"
Jesse said, sitting up in bed, his head pounding. Suit looked at his watch.
7:52. Why?
"What time is the vigil at the old meeting house scheduled for?"
Suit looked puzzled.
8.
Jesse pulled the IV drip out of his arm, stood up from his bed, and went down to his knees.
"Get back in bed, Jesse," Lundquist said, pulling him to his feet.
"No." He swatted Lundquist's arms away. "We've got to get to the vigil. Now, get me some scrubs to wear and my gun."
Lundquist didn't understand.
"Why?"
"That's the target. Think of the symbolism of the old meeting house. Vanderkamp means to declare war, real war,